and welcome to the Habits and Home Show. I'm your host, Lisa Lazat, and I help busy moms bring order to their homes by downsizing and decluttering and ditching old habits in exchange for systems that bring peace and more enjoyment to their lives. If you're a mom trying to show the love of Jesus to your family, but the clutter in your home keeps you overwhelmed and frustrated, you have come to the right place. On this podcast, you will hear easy step-by-step tips to declutter and create systems so you can keep your home organized and finally walk in the peace God has promised you. Need some accountability? I've got you covered there too. Join the Accountability Club, a community of like-minded mamas decluttering and systemizing our homes together. Are you ready, friend? Let's get started. Hey friends, and welcome to the show. Last week inside the Accountability Club, during our second coaching call of the month, we had a question come up about birthdays. How to handle birthdays for our kids, especially just after Christmas, because they just got a bunch of toys and stuff for Christmas, and now their birthdays are coming up right around the corner. How do we handle birthdays? Well, I want to give you a sneak peek of what it looks like inside the Accountability Club on one of our coaching calls as we talk about birthdays, how to handle them when we are trying to declutter our homes and live more minimal. So take a listen for some really good ideas. Also, I share with you my family's system for celebrating birthdays with a birthday box. So listen into this episode and I hope you get some gold nuggets for yourself and how you can just like release the pressure of having to do too much for your kids' birthdays.
Max is turning four here soon, and that means birthday party. We love hosting and doing all the fun stuff. And Victoria just had her second birthday, which was soon after Christmas. Right. So I have not caught up since Christmas and her birthday. I just feel like we have so much more stuff, and I don't know if we really got that much more stuff, but okay. But any stuff just feels like too much. My question is about kids' stuff and like birthdays and events and all of that. So I've kind of solved for family with this, starting like a 529 for them so they can donate money to, like, they can invest money into their 529. My plan is to let them know, like, hey, Max is saving up for this big gift. If you want to gift him something, you know, if you want to contribute to that fund, like, I mean, he's wanting a bicycle. But birthday parties with friends, you know, everybody like seems to feel the obligation to bring something. And it's usually, you know, a $10 gift, which we appreciate, but it's just stuff. And it gives me anxiety. So my idea is that when we have these parties, to basically do like a toy exchange, like where people bring, you know, whatever toys their kids aren't playing with, you know, Max can clean out his toys. And then we do like some sort of exchange, whatever is like, even other kids can, like, he gets to choose his birthday toys. Other kids get to take some toys home if they want. And then the rest just gets like donated. That's my idea. I'm curious if you know one, if you have ideas, if you see problems with this, if you've seen this done.
I have never heard of a toy exchange themed party. However, I think that is a fabulous idea. Just do that. Maybe not necessarily have them wrap the gift, but bring a gift and have a table set up to where they put their gifts. They like, you know, kind of like a, how women would go to like a purse exchange. They like lay all their stuff out and they get their number of, you know, they draw their number of when they get to go. We'll just let your son be first since it's his birthday. And he goes up there and he gets to pick the first gift. And then whoever's number two, kind of like a dirty Santa, but everybody gets to pick a gift. Now that the only drawback I would see in this is that some kids at the end might be like, I don't like that gift. I don't want that gift. You know, that's the drawback. But you could say, hey, bring two gifts. Anything that's left over would be a donate. So there are extra options. I'm going to tell you, a lot of moms just feel, not all moms, a lot of, there's some moms out there that love birthday parties. They love going all to their friends' birthday parties. I don't know who those moms are, but they're probably out there. I always felt like it's an obligation. I felt like, why can't we just have a park party where the mom gets the gift, like the mom gets the cake or have cupcakes, the kids get to play at the park and celebrate and sing happy birthday, and then they go home and the child opens up their gift at home that's from their parents. Like, I don't even like the idea of kids opening up presents in front of like a big crowd of kids. I think,
yeah, can I say a word to that, because I want to add to that, because I agree with you, because sometimes I was in a position in financial state a while back where I couldn't afford more than a $10 gift, and other kids would bring, you know, $50 gifts. And then I feel, or my kid feels embarrassed, or I feel embarrassed too, right? Like that we couldn't bring a big gift. And even like my son went to a birthday party and he saved $20 of his own and gave $20 bill to his friend in a card. And then someone else brought $100. Right. And that was only for a 11 year old. Crazy. Right. And so I like the idea of just like even opening the gift, even if he does get something like, or like you're mentioning, doing it at home where other kids are not present. Yeah. Or even just like, we don't even do birthday parties with our kids right now. We just do a family outing. Like we do a fun family activity instead. We'll go to, roller skating, indoor roller skating, or ice skating, or a trampoline park, like just our family and the kids. And right now they're okay with it, but I like the what you were saying about that, like taking it home. I like that idea.
So we're like Elizabeth's family, because I felt overwhelmed when my kids were little, when we would have parties and my kids' birthdays were right before Christmas. They were at Thanksgiving. So they got toys at their birthday, and then it just was too much. And I didn't want to create very materialistic driven children. My kids are, I'm not saying they're great or anything, but because I learned that when they were young and I had that desire, I just held back, even though I could shower them. I had the money to shower them. And sometimes we didn't have the money. We were kind of broke. We shopped at Goodwill sometimes. If I had the means to shower them, I still intentionally held back for the sake of instilling the value of the little that they have. So what you could do is just like a play party, you know, and you could call it that. You can just call it a play party, where they come and they have cake. And in the invitation, you say, we have all that we need. We are so blessed. He doesn't need anything else. Just your presence is the present. However, if you still want to give because that's your love language or something, you can just give money in a card and then we will put that towards the savings. I don't know if you want to include all of that, but you could definitely, you know, just communicate with these people what your desires are. Any invitations that I've ever gotten for my kids, I always text the mom and I would say, do you want your child to have a present or would you like for me to give them money? I just make it known that that's who I am and that's what I do. So what do you think you're going to try, Erin?
So we live on 46 acres. So this place is like a giant park. So for Max's birthday, it's like around Memorial. Well, it is typically Memorial Day, always Memorial Day weekend. So we've kind of traditionally had like a Monday, Sunday evening party. And it was just like kind of an opportunity for people to come and play. So the parties are very like play based. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to try. I love the idea of not opening presents around people, because I am in that situation where like, I don't have money to be buying people presents, you know, and when I do have money, that's definitely not my priority. And I know the other moms are overwhelmed with the stuff too. We just went to a birthday party and Max used his own money that he has been earning and bought his friend like a little match car. You know, it was like, this is how much money he had. And, you know, I read this book called Value Creation Kit. It's a really awesome book, but it gave us that idea of like, instead of parents buying presents for other kids, like have your children use the money that they have earned to buy those gifts. So I like the idea of having a party where the gift giving and the presents isn't like an event. I love that idea. But I also know some people do really love giving gifts, and I don't want to take that away because that is people's love language. But I also don't want people to feel obligated to do that. And I think, like you said, like stating that, like, if you want to bring a toy, like bring a toy your kids are not playing with anymore. And like, we can, I don't know. I'll have to think about how to go about that. So people
you don't want more stuff. This is not how birthdays were celebrated for centuries. Okay. It's only been, I would say, in the last 60, 70 years, the wealthy, the, like, you know, kings and queens and the nobles, like, they were all like, their kids were probably showered, but not to the extreme that we're showering. So I, like, it's just a matter of like the culture that we're in and us trying to be counterculture. And it's okay to have a family culture inside this big culture that we live in. So if your family culture is, we celebrate without presents, we celebrate, you know, we give our kids one present for their birthday, and it's not in front of anybody else. It's a little like family, like around the table, you blow out a candle. And if we do anything special with them, we take them to a trampoline park or skating, like Elizabeth said, and they get to bring one friend. They're at the age now where they sometimes have sleepovers, but it's very, very rare. And they might have two friends or three friends that come over for a sleepover. And then they come late and they leave early. So I know your kids are young, so you have an opportunity to decide, okay, this is going to get out of hand. If this is the culture of birthdays in our house, it's going to just compile and build and build. And you're going to become bitter because you are on this journey to be more minimal and live in your capacity. So I would just decide, like, really think through what you want. Think about how to word it. Think about how, like, we're just going to have, and if somebody does bring a present, I mean, relieving somebody of buying a present in this day and age is so nice. Okay. If I can just bring my kid and let them play and celebrate with you, great. I want to be friends with you. But if they bring a present, just say, oh, thank you so much. And then just put it like inside and don't put it where the party is. Like, put it away as if it's like, and like kind of like something you're going to take care of later, and then have your child write them a thank you card. But I would definitely make it known in some way that we are not doing presents. We are blessed. We have all that we need. If you would like to give him a card for his savings account, that would be fabulous.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think there's a part of me that feels like I'm taking away that experience that all these other kids are having, like taking away the showering of gifts for my kids each year, each birthday. You know, like, his friend just had a birthday party and so many toys, and I could just see his mom like, where am I going to put all this stuff? And the overwhelm.
Taking it away intentionally. Yeah. For the sake of peace and just peace of mind and decluttering. And
inner peace for your own child. You're giving him the gift of inner peace. And my kids have said the same thing. My son said, I want a party, and I know what he wants. He wants all the gifts. And I say, that's just not how we celebrate your birthday in our family. Mm-hmm. And so I've said this before. Think about your children when they are parents. What is their story that they're going to tell their children? What are the hardships that they're going to face? If we just shower, and let our kids get away with every single thing, they're not going to be able to say, yeah, I walked to school 9 miles in 10 feet of snow. Like, we have to create hardship for our kids. And if not having the big extravagant birthday party with all the gifts is the worst of their hardships, they're doing pretty good. So think about the story. You are developing the inner story for them that they are one day going to be able to say to their kids, my parents didn't give me everything I wanted. Okay. They're going to be able to use that to their advantage. But if you give them everything they want, they're not going to be able to say, my parents didn't give me everything I wanted. They're not going to be able to say that. You're going to be like, yeah, my parents should have said no. That's the story I have to tell my kids, or that's the inner story, because my mom never said no. I had a parent myself. And so I think it's good for them. Even if they see it, you just say, I'm sorry, that's not how we celebrate. We celebrate in a way that focuses on our love for you and the relationship that we have for you, and just really, and make it special, make it sweet. Like, we have a birthday box, and this is really good for creating family traditions. We have a birthday box that's really small at the top of our refrigerator. It has a pack of balloons in it, and it has a birthday banner, a happy birthday banner that we got from Walmart for like $3. And the tradition is, the night before, now my daughter's old enough, she helps me do it, but we blow up the balloons, we pin them to the lights, we hang up the banner, and the person walks out, and that's their like morning of their birthday.
Aww.
And that feels special for them. And that birthday banner has had to be replaced several times because it's ripped. And like, we still do that, and they love it. And they love the homemade cakes that I make. They look like crap. They are terrible. But my daughter's 15 years old, and she still asks for me to make her a decorated homemade cake. I made her a Barbie cake one year. I made my son a soccer ball cake. Like, they're terrible, y'all. They're really bad. But those are the memories that they love and that they really want. They're not going to remember sitting around a circle of friends, opening up a bazillion gifts, and like, they're going to, they like the novelty of it, but they don't really, that memory is not ingrained. And the ingrained memories are what we're striving for.
I love all of that. And just hearing you talk made me think, like, I mean, you could, like you said, you could do kind of a play party, a play date, not at your house. So, and like, just state that, like, no presents, please. And then having, like, you could even do more of like an experience party, where if people wanted to celebrate and like do something and spend their money on an experience for their kids, instead of just spending their money to buy some gift for me. It's like, hey, and we'll also be going and doing this on this day if friends want to join.
I would feel so much relief if somebody invited my kids to a birthday party and said, hey, don't bring a gift. The stress of trying to go to the store, try to figure out what to get, and they, you know, your kid is like, oh, I want to get this for them. I want to get this for them. And it's like, they will always want to get something that's too pricey. And then it's like, you can afford only something that's, you know, going to fall apart in a week. It's just not worth it. I would, as a mom, feel so much relief and like have so much more respect for that mom. I'd be like, hey, can we hang out? Because we're on the same line now. Just because it would just feel so much, even like, you're taking stress off of these parents. And I remember going to a birthday party where she said, my daughter has everything she needs. No presents. Please don't bring any presents. Just come. And if you still bring a present, we're just going to donate it. So like, it's a motivation for you not to even buy it. And so she literally, like, when people brought, some people still brought presents, and her daughter didn't even get to open them. She's like, we're just going to donate all these presents. And so for me, it felt so much relief to not have to go to the store and try to, like, you know, get a gift. It felt really good. Yeah. You're gifting that opportunity. You're like, it's a gift to other parents.
Yeah.
And a gift to your child to, like, yes, you're in a way taking those experiences away, but you're gifting him something else in return, something that's better.
Well, and then almost the societal pressure, I'm thinking now, like, okay, so when we go to birthday parties, like, how do I deal with feeling that obligation, or like putting that on my kid now, you know, like, okay, do you want to buy this? You know, do you want to spend your money to buy a gift for your friend? And if not, like,
how is that going to feel if, you know, during the main event of opening presents and we didn't bring a gift, you know, there's so much, so much weird societal pressure to do that.
But you also can be a beacon of light to other people around you. Not saying that you have to be on this mission to change how people do birthdays, but like you said, or I think you said, Aaron, that y'all went to a birthday party and the mom was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? She doesn't even know that she can say no to birthday presents. And so I think, you know, you just have to be secure in who you are and how you want to raise your kids. And like I said, how I handle it is when I get an invitation to a party, I text the mom and I say, hey, do you want me to bring a present or do you want me to give, you know, financially, or is there something that your child needs that I can go ahead and like buy, like a t-shirt or something? I give them the opportunity to say no. If the person says no, then I'm like, great, I'm happy to be a blessing and not contribute to the clutter in your house. But if they say, yeah, go ahead and get something, then I know that is like they're on that type of journey. They're in that state of mind as far as like needing and wanting stuff in their home. Okay. So I think you just have to be secure in who you are and like know that this is how you want to raise your kids. And you're not going to do it perfectly. You just have to like say, okay, we're going to try it this way. Then I'm going to reevaluate and see how that felt and how that went. I tried to not do presents one Christmas and it didn't go over well. Like my husband, he loves giving gifts. And so that didn't go over well. And so he felt like he didn't feel good. He didn't feel good after Christmas. And so we compromised. And so we give really thoughtful and, you know, like smart gifts now to appease me. But then we still give gifts to appease him.
All right, friends, I hope this episode blessed you. If you want to join us inside the Accountability Club next month, in the month of April, we are going to be decluttering our garage or our shed if you don't have a garage like myself, and doing a little spring cleaning in the garage area. So if you want to join us, click on the link below. It is only $20 a month, and you will get 2 coaching calls with me, as well as some accountability to actually follow through. All right, I will see you right here next time on the Habits and Home Show. Hey friend, before you go, I wanted to tell you more about the Accountability Club. Each month, we'll tackle a new space in our homes and work together to declutter and set up systems so we can easily maintain order without getting overwhelmed. You'll get a new decluttering tutorial each month, the coaching and accountability you need to actually follow through, and encouragement without judgment from other Christian moms in a safe environment. And guess what? The entire club is off of social media, so you don't have to worry about distractions the world may throw at you. Sweet friend, if you're feeling stuck in your decluttering journey, this is the place for you. Click the link below to try out the Accountability Club and start decluttering today.